Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have not really thought about it, but I imagine you wouldn't have to drive very far from here to find a bunch of fields with a church in the middle of it and a cemetery. Perhaps only as far as the Aurora Free Church and the cemetery there. There is something, in my opinion, beautiful about a cemetery surrounded by fields. One of the churches I served down in central Wisconsin, we had just that. A cemetery, a little parsonage where the pastor and his family lived, and a cemetery surrounded by fields. I loved being near the cemetery. My kids oddly loved it too. It took Ghost in the Graveyard to a whole new level. I enjoy being in cemeteries, in graveyards. As a pastor, being at the burial of a Christian is one of the most joyful places to be. And tonight I'd like to invite you to find joy as well at the grave. Joseph of Arimathea, who took the body of Jesus when it was removed from the cross, he asked Pontius Pilate if he could take it. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, the ones who are in our gospel for today, they're farmers. They're planting. Because that is what a burial is. It is the planting of something into the ground with the hope and the confidence that life is going to spring forth from what is planted there in the ground. And so, that is the case with Jesus. Obviously, in Lent, we're sort of leading up in a way to Easter and the joy of resurrection. But you can't get there to that joy without first going to the tomb. Jesus was buried. With care and preparation of the body that was put into the tomb, with care for the tomb itself. Like a farmer who wants to sow good seed and wants to till the ground and prepare it so that there will be a harvest. So Jesus goes into a tomb. He is buried so that life can come forth from the ground. So that he who is sown into the ground in death would be raised on the third day in glory. St. Paul, in our epistle from 1 Corinthians 15, says the same thing. He encourages us to think of the body that dies as something that will one day spring forth with life. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It cannot die. It's sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. When the body of Jesus comes down from its cross, it is all those things Paul has described: perishable, dishonored, weak, and natural. Jesus on his cross has borne all of that on his body, taken all of it with him into the tomb. That which is perishable, that which is dishonored, that which is weak, that which is natural. It all goes into the tomb with Jesus. But he leaves it all behind, like the linens that are left in the grave after he comes out. Jesus takes our nature, our sin, our weakness, even death itself on himself. And it's there in the tomb. That is where it will stay. It's not coming out with him. And so it will not come out with all those whom our Lord Jesus will return to raise to life, to be glorified like him. There is a place for sin and death and weakness to go into the ground. What comes out of it will be like Jesus. St. Paul also reminds us that our baptism is a burial as well. That we are literally in baptism joined to Jesus' death and resurrection. Paul writes in Romans 6, we were buried therefore by baptism into Christ Jesus in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might live a new life. With every baby, child, young adult, older adult that comes before the baptismal font to be baptized, it is a burial. It is taking the sin and placing it under the waters so that something new would come forth. Something claimed by Jesus for himself. Something claimed by God to place his name upon. God, you see, often compares himself in Holy Scripture to a farmer. He's in the business of planting and growing from the seed, growing new life out of what was sown. Just as Jonah went into the belly of the fish and came forth repentant and ready to proclaim the word of God, just as you are buried like Jonah, in the waters of your baptism, you are brought forth a new creation. Just as Jesus was buried into the ground and came forth in glory, so all those in Christ who are likewise put into the ground will come forth a spiritual body, a glorified body, an imperishable, powerful, undefiled body that is just like Jesus himself. You see, Jesus takes our nature on himself into the ground, but he comes out of the ground so that we can take his nature onto ourselves. When good seed is planted, a good crop is produced. And so, at every graveside we visit of those who have died in Christ, we stand there in joyful anticipation that what was sown perishable will be raised like Jesus, imperishable. That the one who is laid into the ground is one who will be seen again. God is a farmer. God plants and God grows. The best of what his harvest has produced is bringing his son forth from the grave. And so as we move closer and closer, now only 2.5 weeks from Easter, as we move toward that joy of singing the songs of Easter and shouting forth with the joy of Easter, let us also move forward, not letting our joy be dampened by death, but rather recognizing that out of death, God grows life. So it has been done in Jesus. so it shall be done for each of us and all whom he has claimed as his dear children. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.